This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah, and His praise and blessings and peace be upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment, and all the prophets and the messengers and their followers. I bear witness that the only one worthy of worship is Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, we all looking forward for the month of Ramadan, the month where Muslims involve in so many different kind of worship, an act of worship, trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt that the main act of worship that people always connect Ramadan to will be as-siyam, fasting. And it's one of the best act of worship that the Muslim can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّ الصَّوْمَ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ, that the reward of fasting, there is no other act of worship has similar reward to it, reported by Ibn Hibban and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. And Ibn Mas'ud, Mu'adh ibn Jabal and others used to recite the verse, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ فَيَقُولُ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّائِمُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who fast, those who are patient, Ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Mu'adh and others said, those who fast, that the reward that they will get out of fasting the month of Ramadan and any other volunteer fast that you might do during the year as well, there is no limit for the reward that you are going to gain in the day of judgment because of this act of worship. But also Ramadan was so connected to another act of worship that we doing while we are fasting, while we are praying Taraweeh, while we are breaking our fast, while we are going to the masjid, while you're making your sujood, all the year, all the month of Ramadan, there is another act of worship very important that so many of us care about it a lot, which is a dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying to Him. Praying and a dua is something that every one of us have experienced one time in his or her life. حينما تشتد الأمور بك فتصرخ من قوة الظلم وقسوة الظلم فلا تسمع إلا صدى صوتك يرد إليك تألمك ووجعك فلا تجد حينها أحدا يجيب دعاءك إلا يا رب. حينما تثقلك ذنوبك، حينما تثقلك ذنوبك ويعلو الران على قلبك فلا تجد ملجأ إلا يا رب. حينما يظهر الجزع ويدب الفزع ويقل النصير تجد أنك تلجأ إلى يا رب. حينما يستند الغني إلى ماله، والقوي إلى بطشه، وذي السلطان إلى جاهه، والمؤمن يركن إلى يا رب. My dear brothers and sisters, in so many times when you find no one willing to help you, when you became hopeless that you ask for supporters and no one willing to help, no one can offer anything, you turn to your Lord and you say, Ya Rab, oh my Lord, oh Allah. So many times when we start thinking about the sins that we committed in our life, the wrong deeds that we have done in our life, we think about the past, what wrong things I have committed, what I have done wrong in my life. And in that moment, you know that the only one you can turn to is again Allah. You said, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. You know, when you see injustice around you and you cannot help, you cannot change, when you see that the world around you need a lot of things happening around you that you're not happy with it, you're not satisfied with it, but you know that you cannot do much, you again say, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, oh Allah. When you see people, rich people rely on their wealth, people who are in high position rely on their positions and their followers, leaders and presidents and kings rely on their soldiers, and everybody relies on something materialistic in this life, seeking aid and support from it. And you know that at one moment in your life, you know that the only thing you really can rely on it is Allah. Ya Rab, you raise your hand and you ask Him. How many times you have raised your hand and you prayed to your Lord sincerely, a word came out from your heart and it was heard immediately from your Lord. Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, how far is God from here? Because people know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is above His throne, above the heavens and earth, above all His creations, it might be He's very far away from us. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, لما سئل كم بين السماء والأرض قال بينهما دعوة مستجابة. What is between the heavens and earth is like what is between you. You ask something and immediately Allah will accept it, or Allah will reward you for it, or Allah will give you what you ask for. One of the great scholars of Islam, his name Mutarrif ibn Abdullah al-Shikhir, he said that I was thinking about all the acts of worship that Muslims supposed to do in his or her life. We're supposed to pray, we're supposed to make zakat, to donate, to help others, to say what is good, to advise one another, to help one another, all these good deeds that you're supposed to be doing in your life. And I know that I cannot do any one of it unless Allah will guide me to it, will help me to do it. And the only way to get to that level, to be able to practice all this, is by asking Him to aid me, asking Him to allow me to do that. So in that moment I realized that a dua is the key to all kind of worship. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ put it in a very beautiful way. The Prophet ﷺ said, as Al-Hakim reported, that the Nabi ﷺ told his companions once, and he told all of us, a dua أكرم العبادة على الله. الدُعَاء is the most honorable act of worship in the sight of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ليس شيء في رواية عند البخاري في الأدب المفرد ليس شيء أكرم على الله من الدعاء. There is nothing more honorable on Allah سبحانه وتعالى's side than a dua. My brothers and sisters, because of that, the people through the history of Islam have realized the power of a dua. In the time where so many of the Muslims' areas were occupied by the Crusaders, there is a great leader, his name Nur al-Din Zinki at that time. You know, it's a time of war where people are need the generals to be very loyal to the leader at that time. and that to support the soldier, which is Nuruddin Zinki used to do. But he used to give a lot of money also to the student of knowledge and to the scholars, who are not necessarily participating physically, all of them at least, in the war. So some of his advisors said, why you don't keep this money and give it to the generals, to the lieutenant, to the soldiers, so you guarantee their loyalty and you give them intensive to work and to fight harder. He told them, and a great answer that I'm quoting him today to support my point. That man realized the power of the dua. He said, my soldiers, my lieutenants, my generals are very important to me. Their weapons in the battlefield sometimes basically hit the target and sometimes they miss. But those people that I'm supporting, those righteous men and women that I support, their weapons or their dua is the greatest weapon that will never miss its target. Those people I support when they pray for me in the night, in the Jumu'ah, that this prayer would help us and aid us in our battles.
Every time we see our enemies, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَغْرُورِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told one of his basically governors, when he appointed him as a governor in Yemen, Mu'adh, he said, be aware of any prayer that it will come out of somebody you have done wrong to him, or abusing, or have done injustice to him or to her, because their dua will be heard immediately by Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ. الدُّعَاء is an ibadah. Why? Because when you pray to your Lord, basically you admitting that you are weak, not capable, and you are admitting in the same times that He is capable of everything. And basically when you do that, you know that He created everything, He controlled everything, which is His Lordship, Rububiyyatih. And also by praying to Him, that's an act of worship. You are sincere, you are only worshipping Him, that's why you are calling Him alone. And that's seeing Him as the only one worthy of worship. فَهَذَا تَوْحِيدُ إِلَٰهِيَّةَ رَبِّ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ وَإِفْرَادُهُ بِالْعِبَادَةِ. Then in dua you remember and you realize the greatness of His names and attributes. That's why you call upon Him. So you recognize and you remember the Tawheed, or the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has all the great quality and all the great names and attributes. So the meaning of Tawheed, the meaning of Ibadah, the meaning of La ilaha illallah appear very clearly every time you pray to Him. That's why At-Tawheed, At-Dua, Huwa Ibadah. It is the main act of worship. But so many of us would say, Shaykh, you know what? I have done so much dua in my life. But you know what? I pray for Him. I pray to Him so many times to get that job after I did my interview. But I never got that phone call. I prayed to Him so many times to save my child, which he never did, and I lost my child. I was looking forward for that raise, which I never got. I was fired after I prayed that I will not be one of those who was suffering from this economy and losing my job. But guess what? This dua, I don't know if it was heard. I don't know if it was accepted. I was looking forward to marry that boy or that man that you proposed to me. But my parents never agreed, and it never happened. So many things you might say to me now, or to say to yourself, or you're thinking about this second, about these things that you asked for. What happened to it? What happened to it? Has it never been accepted? Has it never been heard? What exactly, how all adults will this to God? My brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ answered this, and told us that any dua, any request that you make, whenever you pray to your Lord, the Prophet sometimes said that Allah will deal with it in all three manners. مَا مِنْ دَاعٍ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The hadith reported, related to us by Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, it's a Tirmidhi, it's an authentic narration, that the Prophet said, مَا مِنْ دَاعٍ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهِ إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Allah will give you one of three. One. إِمَّا يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ حَاجَتَهُ. That Allah give you immediately what you ask for. Or Allah give you what you ask for. Let's put it this way. That's the proper way to say. Allah will give you what you ask for. Two, أَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْفَعُ عَنْهُ مِنَ الشُّرِّ مِثْلَ That Allah, the one who knows the unseen, the one who knows the future, will protect you from something evil was supposed to happen to you only because of this dua, only because of this prayer. The third option, or the third way to deal with your dua, أَوْ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَجْلِ مِثْلَهَا تَلْقَاهُ That Allah will save this as an amount of reward that you will see in your account in the day of judgment when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You deal with the one who is not miserable, who is not a God, who is not merciful. He is the most merciful, the most generous, that hears and sees everything that you ask for. But so many times we overlook that it's not necessarily what you ask for is the best for you. And not necessarily in the best thing for your best interest, especially in the future. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you that job or that money that you asked for because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it for you as a form of reward on the day of judgment. That car that you prayed for, that position that you asked for, that college that you were planning to go to, or that woman that you're thinking of as your future spouse. If you got it in the dunya, you're enjoying it in the dunya, and in no time you need it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you will need the reward for this the most when you meet Him in the Day of Judgment. Maybe that amount of reward of that dua which was never accepted from you today is the reason for your balance to be changed and your good deeds will go over and become heavier than that bad deeds. Maybe that what will raise your level in Jannah to meet that position or the station that Allah wants us to be in it. He didn't give you what you want, maybe in this dunya, because He wants to save you tomorrow and when you meet Him. He sometimes didn't give you what you asked for, because Allah knows that maybe if He gives you the child, He will cause so much trouble in your life. And read the story of Al-Khabar to understand this fact. And also maybe that money that you were looking for, maybe that job, that position that you're after, لَأَطْغَاكَ وَأَنْسَاكَ وَأَفْسَدَكَ That you make you, to change you to another person, other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that not always the good, you ask Him something, but not necessarily that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, in the time, in the manner that you request, but in the time and the manner you think is the best for you. I think you need to move a little bit up so people outside can come inside the messages. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us what He asked for, my brothers and sisters. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that maybe a source of your income is based on haram. Unlawful source. That's something you need to change in your life. That maybe you took money which doesn't belong to you. Maybe you're working in an area which you know that you're not supposed to be working in it. And He wants you to go back and to check yourself. Maybe it's a time for changing. A time for changing that type of job or to return what you have taken and it doesn't belong to you. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you what you ask for immediately. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is missing you in places, in times, that you would love to see you in it. He doesn't see you much in the masajid. He doesn't see you much in Qiyam al-Layl. He doesn't see your dua coming constantly. He wants to see you in the night praying to Him. Coming to the Fajr prayer. Coming to the Maghrib, to the Isha. He wants to see you reading the Qur'an. He wants to see His tears coming out down from your eyes to make your heart a little bit soft. Or softer than what it is now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ يَحْجُبُ عَنْكَ لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى أَنَّ هُنَاكَ حِبَالًا وَوَشَاكِجَ قَطَعْتَهَا يُرِيدُكَ أَنْ تَصِلَهَا أَنْ تَصِلْ دَمْعَكَ فِي الْأَسْحَارِ بِدُعَاءِكَ وَرَجَاءِكَ وتوبتك إلى ربك عز وجل. It's been said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes when you ask Him something, don't ever expect that the answer to come in the time that you request it. but he will answer in the time that he thinks, that he knows it's better for you. My brothers and sisters, we all always rely on our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all matters, the Prophet said, لا تكلني لنفسي طرفة عين. Don't let me rely on myself even for an blink of an eye. Ya akhi, look, the story of Adam wanted to achieve a position in Jannah through eating from the tree like how he was sent down to earth. When Yusuf was rushing to get out of jail through that man who was released and is going to be servant in the servant for the king, and he thought that through this man he can get out. You know, why on that he stayed in jail 4 years. On the other hand, every time read the stories in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet, when people rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never be put down. My brothers and sisters, as long as we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our sincerity, admitting our weakness in front of Him, the alphabet we are in need for Him. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Oh mankind, you are in great need with your Lord, and Allah doesn't need your need. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. Of all of you, from the beginning to the end, jinn and ins come together in one area and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah give everybody what he wants. This will not decrease the worth of Allah in any way. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أحد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad and all the prophets and messengers. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet said that whoever don't pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask us in the time of peace, that person, if he only knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of hardship and calamity, that his dua might not be accepted, because that person will be taking advantage of the situation. And that we should be always praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always showing our servitude, gratitude. We are thankful, grateful to our Lord in the time of peace and in the time of hardship. If you want your dua to be accepted, make sure that you always make your dua after offering the good deeds. That's why the dua after the salat, the dua in the sujood after you read the Quran, you make the salat, you glorify Allah. Then when you go to the sujood, you're ready to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After you break your fast, I went about to start your fasting in the Sukkot time, in the Fajr prayer, after a whole day and a whole night that you maybe did in it, a lot of Qiyam and Layl, or Salah, or Sadaqah, and so on. Also, when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure that you have certainty in your heart. Don't ever doubt Him, because as I told you, you're dealing with the most merciful, the most generous subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always chooses for us what is good for us. And not necessarily my choice is the best for me, is the best for me. Don't ever give up on the dua because you feel that you didn't get what you asked for. Because nothing is going to be wasted from your dua. Also, my brothers and sisters, if you want your dua to be accepted, if you want your dua to be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and raised to the best level that you can ever imagine, make sure that you go back to Him and to repent, especially before the month of Ramadan. If you want this month to be a blessed month, your best Ramadan ever, make sure that this month enter while you are clean. You know, it's like the garment, white garment that you have, or a clean one. If it's so dusty, so dirty, you know, it's very hard, even if you decorated it or you put something in it, it's not going to look good because you need to clean it first. Ramadan, yes, is going to beautify you. It's going to make you do a lot of good things. But you know what? In order for this month to really be very effective, make sure that we clean our hearts. Clean our life before this month comes in. Ibn Qudamah mentioned a story about Musa alayhi salam, that he went to 70,000 of the children of Israel to pray, asking God for rain. So after we prayed, nothing happened. No rain, it's pretty sunny. So Adam said, Musa said, Ya Rab, 70,000 of your servants came to you and you didn't accept from them. Then he said, Ya Musa, Allah told Musa, one of them for the last 40 years, he never done good in his life. I never seen any good from him. And because of him, I did not give all this crowd what they asked for. Then he said, if I asked him to leave the crowd, would our dua be accepted? So immediately Musa asked the man, he doesn't know the man, but he addressed the crowd. He said, that one who never prayed to God, who never did any good in his life for the last 40 years, leave the crowd so the rain can come. The man put his head down and he realized that this is a moment. He is afraid to be exposed in front of humans. So what about these things to be exposed in front of Allah tomorrow? With the words mixed with tears, he said, Ya Rab, for the last 40 years you never exposed me. You always covered me. Ya Rab, I'm admitting now my sins. Ya Rab, I ask you to forgive me. And when he did that, immediately the rain stopped falling. So Musa said, Ya Rab, we did not make any dua, not the change of the crowd. Nobody loved the crowd here. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa. He said, this man have repented to me. And because of him, I'm giving you the rain that you asked. He said, Ya Allah, for one man, the rain was, we were prevented from the rain. And because of the same man, the rain was given to us. Who's that person? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa. Ya Musa, when he was sinning, I didn't expose him. So how I will expose him after he repented to me? There's no way I will reveal the identity of that person. If there's anything you can learn from this story, that you learn that your sins is not only affecting you, but affecting the whole community as well. My brothers and sisters, don't let this month come without taking advantage of these few days left before the month of Ramadan. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him to forgive you. Just think about the thing that you need to change in your life. And it's an excellent opportunity for all of us to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change the way of our life. The month of Ramadan, there is great things changed in the month of Ramadan. In the whole entire universe, in the history of Islam, you name it, new country Islam reached in the month of Ramadan. New leaders were born in Ramadan. People who tyrant and have suffered, the Muslims suffered from the most, like Hajjaj and other, died in Ramadan. Allah changed the situation. Great people died in Ramadan, like Musa. Isa was raised in Ramadan, as the story of Muslims said. Aisha, you name it here. And there's so many things happening in Ramadan. But you know, it's not about history, really, what happened in Ramadan. I can't give you a lecture about that. It's really so important for us what will happen in Ramadan this year, in 2008. What will happen to you? What's going to change in your life? If you don't have a clear goal, what you want to achieve in this month, what you want to change in this month, in you, I can guarantee for you, this Ramadan will be like any other Ramadan in your life. But if you set a clear goal that you want to achieve in this month, and you focus on it, you will be able to achieve these goals. Let's make sure that at least one of these goals, that we change the attitude when we look at the dua, the concept of dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqabbal minna wa minkum. Allahumma ajirna Ramadan, wa ajirna ala siyam wa qiyam. Allahumma bihi nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afaq wa al-ghina. Atina nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. اللهم إني أسألك يا أرحم الراحمين يا ملك يوم الدين يا عزيز يا رحيم أسألك أن تغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين أن تبارك في أهل هذا المسجد خاصة وأهل جارية في هذا البلد خاصة أن تجمع قلوبهم على الخير والتقوى وأن تسدد أمرهم وتجمع صفهم وتسدد رأيهم يا أرحم الراحمين اجعلهم أخوة متحابين متعاطفين متعاطفين المتعاونين على الخير يا أرحم الراحمين وسائر المسلمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم أصلح ذرياتنا أجمعين، اللهم قنا شر أنفسنا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، هات أنفسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وقم إلى الصلاة يرحمكم الله.